on the road. We're from. We're going. Is it going? Is it going?
It's going.
We're going from Seattle.
Nope. You already fucked up.
I will drive this car into a river. That's my mom's truck. We're going to from
Portland, Oregon, to Seattle, Washington.
Dude, Portland ripped.
Portland was so fun.
It's really scary how vacant the city is, though. It was freaking me out.
Yeah.
And Coyote refused to step foot outside. It was really haunting.
Like eerily clean, too. And then just like a well-kept drug addict walking by.
Yes. It was very like Detroit-esque. Is this still going? The screen just turned off? Okay.
It was like, they were like stumbling but well-shaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that crackhead we saw that walked up to Coyote was just like, I'd fuck her, you know?
Dude, when I was with Josh Adam Myers, his dog, nice to everybody, and then one crackhead just started walking towards us, and for the first time I heard...
Isn't that the best, though? Doesn't that make you feel so safe?
It does. Like, the vibe was off. He was like, she knows vibes.
Yeah, Coyote's... when the vibe is off, she barks. But also, sometimes the vibe is off with, like, a small Asian boy. You know? She'll just randomly be like, I don't like how tiny this little kid is. And there's something weird going on with his eyes.
I feel like that wasn't that was a specific incident.
A lot. A little brown children she's not down with. Black children she loves. Black people she loves a little too much. She'll go up to black homeless men and try and dap them up.
Wow, okay. So she just hates a spectrum.
Yeah, she doesn't
like
that.
She likes the ends.
Yeah. We have Jake in the car and Caitlin Palufo.
Yep. And Seth Tippetts.
Seth Tippetts. Your last name's Tippetts?
Didn't know that.
That's crazy. No, I didn't know that. Seth is absolutely huge. Not like in followers, but in size.
Yeah, 6'9".
So the point of RIP is to talk about fucked up shit that you can't really talk about on comedy podcasts, which is so gay. It's very like soft white underbelly. But... here's the deal. I'll tell you the deal.
What is the deal?
Well, my comedy is very like, I want to fuck my dad. I want to kill myself. There's no reason to live. No, that's not true. There's reason to live. It's just my dog. And, you know, a lot of people are bad. And your comedy is very like, you know, I love your sweater, man. And
is that me?
And that's great.
Do me again. Talk about that truck.
Hey, man, that's awesome, dude. Oh, that is you're like, oh, man, that dude, that's so cool, bro. You know, what did you say yesterday that really got me? You said a word that was like dog. You said, I love that truck, dog. That truck is great.
I think I did say dog.
When did you first learn that you loved that truck, that you were madly in love with that truck? Did you look into her eyes and say, that truck is my truck forever?
Yeah.
And then I'm behind stage shitting into my hand and whipping it.
Literally, that actually happened last night. It was weird. I got a fine from the venue.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of which, last night I was like really freaking out about where to put Coyote's poop. And I was like, I picked it up and put it in a bag, but there was no outside trash cans, which another insane thing about the city. And then I go into the hotel and Tippetts over here was like, you can throw it in the trash. Just throw it in the trash. And I was like, all right. So I throw it in. And then me and Jake are up in my room and we get a call. And I'm like, dude, that's so scary. And Jake picks up and Jake goes, it's somebody on the phone who said you left dog waste. And I was like, fuck. So I took the phone and I was like, hello. And it was like, hello. Ma'am, you left dog waste. And I was like, I did not. And I like went into sicko mode, Jordy, where I'm like about ready to be like, a fucking trash can. That is where you put dog shit. I have a service animal and she's required because I served in the military. And then Jeff goes, it's Jeff.
I gave up so quick. We're also skating over the fact that I did a accent for the young Latino boy in the front.
Yeah, it was really good. How did you do it? Can you do
it? It's the front desk. Apparently you left the dog waste in the front bin.
Dog waste? Yeah. Dog waste is what got me. I know, but you got scared.
I got scared quick.
I
was taking a poop, and I was like, I'm going to prank him. So I'm like, you left dog poop? No, poop is too, like, unprofessional. it's got to be waste.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's what got me. It was the waste.
Waste is what got me. If you had said even like dog, like feces, I would have known.
Yeah. The other option was feces. I have a whole notebook full of things I wrote down I was going to try.
No, you did not.
No, I was just pooping and brainstorming.
Anyway, but yeah, that your whole thing is being a little fruitcake, which is great.
A little fruity scamp.
People love it. People love a fruity scamp.
I'll say this. It's easy because that's kind of like what I'm like. I get very skittish and I'm kind of like a little wuss when it comes to certain things. Like, oh my God, we're talking about that.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to continue that, you know, like to just be that person on stage.
Yeah, I don't think off stage you become a full, like, these trans people need to go. You don't do that.
No, no, no. That's from my Reddit account.
Yeah. But the you're not as bubbly off stage.
No, yeah, I definitely turn it on a little bit more on stage because I'm also, like, excited.
And you are genuinely happy to be there.
Yeah. That giddiness kind of carries through. But, like, I've had people be like, he was just kind of, I had a lady hit me up, message me, and said, I was, like, flying between shows. I flew, got to my hotel. I needed to take a nap. And I had a lady message me and said, I was with you on the elevator, but you definitely didn't look happy or wanting to be there. And I'm like, on the elevator?
Yeah, I
was not
like,
I was not like, hey, where are you from? Where are you going? What for? Oh, my goodness.
Are you engaged?
Yeah. You turn it on for the show a little bit, but then it's like, it gets exhausting, and then you just kind of end up being quiet. I'm a pretty quiet person.
I know. That's the problem with comedy is people are like, you're a comedian. That's why I never tell Uber drivers I do comedy.
No.
Because then they always expect you to be.
Do you go adjacent? Do you go like, I'm in entertainment?
Well, the other day I was like, they were like, what do you do? I mean, I hated this Uber driver. He picked me up and I was like, I'm just going to grab my bags. And he went, where are your bags? And I went, they're right here. And then I got in the car and he was like, what do you do? He was like, do you fly a lot? And I was like, yes. And he was like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a musician. And he was like, what do you play? And I was like, vocal. And then he was like,
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then he was like, I'm also a musician. And I went, hey, you know what? I'm not a musician. I lied. I just don't like telling people what I do. I'm pretty private about it. And then he was just silent for the whole way and was so fucking weird. He was one of these guys who, like, and this is bound to happen with how many Ubers we take, but, like, have you ever met somebody who's like, who like has made the decision, like, every time I meet somebody, I'm going to leave an impression that I have, like, a deeper insight into the way things work. You know what I mean? Have you ever met somebody like that? Like, somebody who's, like, studied Nietzsche, and then you talk to them, and they just have this air about them that's, like, I am elite?
It could be somebody who's, like, driving an Uber and wanted you to know they're more than that. Like, I'm not just driving Uber. I'm actually, like, an intellectual.
I can tell that if I had said, why are you driving Uber, he would have been, like, why do you find it to be, are you classist in a way? Like, he was, like, ready to get into... He was ready to be right, and he had been right since, you know, high school when a girl said his, like, penis was small, and he decided that he was going to be the guy who was right. And he was making me enraged.
I think it also is, it's, men are more threatened when there's a woman doing what they wish they could.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, guys like, well, like, I've heard that from, like, female comics of, like, talking about how, like, guys on dates are like, oh, I almost thought about doing that. Oh, my passion and the thing I've been pursuing for 10 years, you thought
about
doing
it? Or, like,
how
do I start doing that?
That's the
worst. Yeah, I mean, hence the, it, when men do the thing that is glorious, it is attractive. When women do it, it's, like, threatening. Hence why you're marrying a bachelorette, and I have a staircase leading to my bed so my dog can get on it.
Aw. That's cute, though.
Thanks.
I don't see how they're related, but
they
are
related.
Yeah, they're so related, you want to fuck her.
Listen. Is that a joke about me fucking my stepbrother?
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Talk about dog bed. Let's go. I got to look at my phone? Great. Okay, so have you ever wanted to kill yourself?
Whoa. No, I wouldn't say to fruition. Like, I wouldn't do that. But there have been, like, crazy days of, like, stress where to fall asleep, I'm like, wouldn't that be cozy, you know?
To die?
Oh, God, the camera's on me.
To die?
Yeah, like, just to be like, just like, I could just at any point, you know? Like, that's always your choice, but it's not, okay, Jesus. I feel like this is a thing, too, is like, you don't want to say it.
Yeah, you want to die?
No.
It's a cozy idea to no longer be living.
Have no longer have responsibility or people that don't like you or whatever. You know what I mean? Like having like all that stuff could just go away if you want. But it's never like
Never had the feeling of, you've never gotten your heart broken to the point where you're like, I do want to die.
No.
I cannot imagine living.
No, no. I'm way too selfish and way too, yeah. Like I would rather just like fall into non-existence and play video games every day. I'd be happy because I'd like, I don't want to die.
Oh, you have
before
your own escapism.
Yeah.
You don't want to die before Call of Duty.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I'm living for Rockstar Entertainment.
You really are a video game nerd.
Oh, huge. AMA.
So, what's that? Ask me anything? Yeah. That's so crazy that you're, how often do you play?
Almost every day.
Does Katie find it repugnant?
She plays with me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear to God, we're playing a little Australian farming game right now.
Yeah, but does she enjoy when you play, when you're on the headset with the boys and you're like, you fucking, you bitch ass.
So we don't live together yet. So she...
Oh my God, you got engaged before you lived together. I forgot about this. What are you thinking? Listen to me. We have to talk about this. This is perfect for the podcast. What is going on? So you meet her. How deep in do you propose?
4 months.
Okay, 4 months in, you're like, I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. I don't know. I'm not going to fucking be with anybody else. I know that. Let's just do this thing.
Yeah. She's the first person I've ever felt, like, comfortable with.
Yeah.
Where she knows every secret and insecurity and accepts them, like, scoffingly. Like, oh, you think that would deter me? You know what I mean? Like my bald spot and okay, all right, I think this is interesting. This is cutting information.
She likes your bald spot?
She made me she's like, I within our first month of dating, she made me let her touch it because I was like, no woman's ever seen it on purpose.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like my extra skin on my tummy.
So she asked to kiss my bald spot and she did, like 3 weeks into dating.
There was one time where we were hanging out and you were like, you can at any point, if you want anything, edit it out. Just say, Harry, cut that out. We were hanging out and I was on a lot of mushrooms. So I was like already hysterically laughing. And you and Brendan Sagalow kept doing weird magic tricks. Like you knew some magic, like to make things disappear, like a coin thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
When was this?
Okay, it was me, you, Sagalow. We did mushrooms. We were at the top of like a Williamsburg apartment. You were there on like a date with another girl. I was laughing so hard that I was falling on the ground because every time you guys would promise to stop doing magic and then you'd like throw the ping pong ball that we were playing and it would disappear and I would fall on the ground hysterically laughing.
Whoa, is this like a house party or something?
Oh, also, this was the same night that okay, I don't know if I told you this, but there was one night we were getting the mushrooms. I was getting mushrooms and there was this creepy guy. I don't think you did mushrooms. There was this creepy guy. It was me, you, Sagalow, and a couple other comics. And you were, like, kind of far away from me. And this guy kept reaching over and touching my leg. And I was like, hey, man, I really don't like being touched. If you could please not do that. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, totally. And he kept doing it. And I was, like, starting to get mad. And I was like, man, I really don't want to have to ask you again. You need to stop. And then out of nowhere, you come out and you go, dude, I don't know why you keep touching her after you said to stop. Are we going to have a problem? And I remember being like, oh, my God, does Jeff have balls? I never knew. And
wow.
So then we all hung out. And then you were going to hook up with this girl. And then at the end of the night, I was like, why aren't you going home with her? And you're like, ah, I have a hat on. And I was like, excuse me? And you're like, well, if I have a hat on, that means I'd have to take it off, which means I would have to hide my bald spot. And it takes a while for me to do that. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, you troubled, troubled boy.
I'll be honest. All of this story didn't sound like me until that last part. Then I'm like, that was probably me then. Because that is true. If I had it right now, I got all the secrets. The secrets under this cap.
How is it like Trump?
It's like picture the size of like a, you know, one of those coffee plates where you put the cup on top of the coffee? I'm sorry, on top of the plate. Like one of those little
saucer. Yes.
Coffee plate, as we call
coffee
it.
Coffee plate.
It's about the size of a saucer on the back of my head.
And how
completely
do you conceal
bald.
It?
I grow the back of my hair out, push it forward.
Oh, you Trump. Yes, we're covering it up.
I've
we
got
need
the greatest
to
bald spot.
Wait, you do a comb over.
I do. I comb forward.
Do you talk about this on stage?
No. I used to. I used to talk about how I found out I was bald at a Walgreens.
At the...
The camera.
Because
the camera's in front, like, behind you, but the video plays in front.
Oh.
And, like, I was like, no way.
That's how Jack found out he was balding, is we were at a museum, and I took a picture from the balcony. And I was like, look, I got it. And it was, like, him and Pat Bircher or something. And he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a bad day. That's a bad day. Because so, it's like such a...
Why don't you just get a hair transplant? You have millions of dollars.
I'm going to... First
you have
of all,
billions of dollars.
First of
You're
all,
a trillionaire.
Yes.
You're Elon Musk.
Finally. I was going to. It's like, it's not that it's not, it's expensive because I could even put on a payment plan, but it's like on the Upper East Side and it's like a year long wait. Ryan Hamilton told me it was like a year long wait just for the consultation. And then once they consult, they'll like randomly be like, hey, we had a cancellation. Can you come in tomorrow? And then
so just do it.
I'm on tour. If they said you have to do it, then I have to go on tour with like a turban for like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny. And I probably would do the voice.
Yeah.
But I worry about
optics.
Like, and it's like it inflames your head.
I am not a bald man. I am not bald anymore. Like that.
Yeah.
I once was bald, but now I am not. You'll see. When I take off my turban, it will be a new day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you, I still think you should do it. Or have you tried the Hims thing?
Yeah, I did a little bit of that. I still have the Hims shampoo I use every day. Thickens it, but doesn't like.
Because Jack of it, did Hims and his whole head came back in.
I just can't
his whole
follow.
Head. He got a bigger brain.
Really?
It? Yeah. His whole head. Huh. Neck up.
The regimen, it's also preventative, most of that stuff. It's not like regrowth. It can regrow, but it's not, it's all
his regrew.
Really?
Have you seen his hair? He has a thick head of hair now because of Hims.
No shit.
But I think it does make people depressed, and the fear is the dick soft, but his dick was not soft. It could have used it to be a little softer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I would worry about the side effects. It's not worth it. I'd rather just get the surgery.
Are you on, you're not on antidepressants. You're on nothing?
Nope.
Wow. Have you ever been on antidepressants?
No.
Oh my God.
No, never tried
Even
it.
Even when you lived at 134 or 11?
Oh yeah, right? In the basement? No, I was just
not
depressed.
Not in the basement.
I was in the basement. 1334. Oh no, 1334 above you.
Yeah.
No. I wasn't. It was just weed and video games would get me through.
That was a crazy apartment. Jeff lived two stories above me, which was nice because you received my MacBook at one point.
I what? Your MacBook?
Remember my MacBook came and I was like, Jeff, you need to get it out of the
The
hood.
I just had somebody send me cookies. Someone sent me cookies to that apartment. I'm like, I haven't lived there in
That's scary.
2 years.
Like a van?
I don't know, but I Ben Moore
was there.
Do you
have a PO box?
No, I need to get one.
You have stuff sent to your house? No. You just
somewhat. I don't really get when people are like, can I send you a free t-shirt? I'm like, no, I'm okay.
Right, but oh yeah, and promo stuff you have sent to your house. Yeah. I have a PO box, or it's Ian's PO box.
Or they send it to my manager, and my manager sends it to me.
Oh, that's nice. I just get worried to be a bomb. But you know all about those, don't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. Anyway.
This is the best episode yet.
So you've never had clinical depression?
No, I've never really... I was definitely depressed when I lived in that place. For like that 2 years, that first 2 years in New York, I was like, it was bad. Binge drinking and lots of weed. Just not spending money. So just like living on like one bodega trip per day, you know?
Yeah, why'd you guys... Oh, were you poor?
Yeah. Oh, there was a time when I lived in New York that I had like maybe $600 to my name. And I was like, "I this is all rent. I have to figure it out."
In that apartment?
Yeah. And I never like
because the cruise ships don't pay well?
This is prior to cruise ships. Cruise ships saved my life.
Really?
Yeah. I stopped drinking. I was working out every day.
The cruise ship was post-pandemic?
Slightly pre, and then the pandemic hit, and then I went back to it. So I think I have like 18 months total on cruise ships.
What happened with COVID on cruise ships?
It was wild. I was boarding a ship on March 12th.
Really?
I was like, they were like, you can't get on yet, this and that. And I go, I'm supposed to be on, man. I got a show there tonight. And then he's like, all right, well, we'll just get you on. And then the entertainment director is the person that's in charge of all the entertainers.
Yeah.
And he pulls me in his office. I'd worked with him once before on a ship. And he goes, hey, did you sign anything yet? I go, no, not yet. It's like, it was kind of hectic down there. He goes, you got to get off this ship. He was like, I'm going to get you off this ship right now. He goes, you cannot say you were even on for a second. He goes, because if you say you got on, you won't be able to leave for like at least the next few months.
Leave the boat?
Yeah. You have to like, and so the comedians that were on that I was replacing, they were on the books that being on. And so they had to stay on the ship doing no shows for 3 months, just staying in their room for 3 months, like a prison.
No fucking
way. But they got paid like $3,000 a week for that.
Whoa. That's sick. That's fucking...
Yeah.
But they couldn't leave the room?
They couldn't leave their room.
get the fuck. How big is the room?
Oh, it's tiny. There's comedians have jokes about it. When you like, I worked with a guy. He said like, I was in the bathroom. I slipped in the shower. Landed in bed. It's very, very small.
Is it the size of this car?
Maybe a little, about this, like, you like know, taller. Yeah. But it was like
they
could,
stayed in prison for 3 months. That's prison.
I could have my hand on the bed and my foot in the shower at the same time.
No way.
Yeah. We had a desk, a single bed, like a twin bed, and then sometimes a bunk, like for above, and then just a little bathroom. And post-COVID, we weren't allowed to go around anywhere until we had our show, so we had to stay in the room till like 7 p.m., then go perform, and then go right back to our room.
Wait. Oh, that was post-COVID.
Yeah.
So people were stuck on the boat for 3 months in their room, not performing. Mm-hmm. Could they walk the decks at all? They could go outside.
I guess you were allowed to go when you got dinner. You're allowed to go to the mess hall, but that was it. You'd go right back to your room.
That's so fucked up.
And then post-COVID, I was going on ships. I was only on for like a week at a time. But then post-COVID, I was on for one for like 6 weeks where we couldn't leave the ship, but I could have full reign. Like I could go everywhere else.
Because that was your bubble?
Yeah, but it was cool because I was a contractor. They treated me like a more of a guest than they did an employee. So I wasn't allowed in the employee areas. I was only allowed in the guest areas, which is way better. Because the employee crew areas are like, they don't make them look pretty.
Really?
You know, there's no windows anywhere. It's all just like no paint. It's all just like under a ship. It's all this weird like.
You know what the best hands down like performer area I've ever been to was Fish. The band Fish, I performed there and it was.
Wait, you performed?
For Fish.
For Fish?
Not for Fish, but at Fish Fest.
What? Really?
Yeah.
When was this?
Recently.
Okay.
Me and Gianmarco Soresi.
Really?
Yeah.
And did the Fish reach out to you guys?
They reached out to my manager.
And they said they want Jordan Jensen?
They said, this is our first year doing comedy. We want Jordan Jensen. I think they wanted Phil Hanley, but he couldn't do it. They
did
Rory
Scovel. Huge Fish guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Grateful Dead.
And, and then it was Gianmarco, and it was the show was an actual shit show. I mean, it was hilarious. I got a lot of bits from it, but it was very tough because they didn't have a host. So we just piggybacked each other. We did half an hour each or 20 minutes, maybe each. Whoa. Yeah. It was really
outdoors,
rough.
I assume.
Inside. And actually, the thing that they had inside was a giant tent. They had put up huge chandeliers. They were pumping AC into it. It was actually really sick. I was very impressed with it.
And it was just one show, one set?
It was two shows. I think it was two shows. I don't think we spent the night. Oh, yeah, we did spend the night. So it was two shows, and then I brought my best friend, Brianna, and we just, like, hung out, and the talent tent was, like, filet mignon, swordfish, like, a giant dessert table that was like beautiful, like every amazing food ever. And then we just like started wandering and like, I didn't realize Fish Fest doesn't happen at like Fish concerts all the time, but Fish Fest is like kind of a limited time thing. And they had like exhibits. Like we went to an exhibit called the Surrealist, and it was like a surreal zone that was all set up. It was like this bizarre, like, oh my God, I realized another thing I forgot at the hotel.
What?
I can't say. Fuck.
Your dildo?
Do you think I can have it sent to me?
Dildo?
No, it's not a dildo. It's Jake's birthday present.
I thought you got me.
Shut up. Shut up.
I mean, okay. Is it?
Jordan.
Jake, cover your ears. What is it?
It's good.
What is it?
I can't say. His ears are uncovered. No. Can they send it? Can they ship it?
He goes, no, they're covered. I can't hear anything.
Can they ship it?
Call the hotel. I mean, do it like probably after this.
Can
right?
I tell Alex?
Who's Alex?
My manager.
Yeah.
Is today his birthday? Or is yesterday's birthday?
Jake, is your birthday today?
Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, tomorrow, Sunday. He said that yesterday.
Should I?
Yeah, text your manager and ask them to call the Paramount Hotel and say it was under my name.
10:07. And then what will they do?
They might charge you.
That's okay.
But then have them ship it to Vancouver, maybe? That's the weekend. And it's Pearl Harbor Day today.
What?
Today's Pearl Harbor Day.
The day of the harbor's Pearl? Is it really? You think that's like a thing?
Today is the day of the attack of Pearl Harbor.
Do you know that because you're a boy with dork knowledge?
No, because Katie texted me this morning and goes, oh, my stepdad brought up, it was Pearl Harbor, like the national remembrance day for Pearl Harbor, like the anniversary. And he was wondering if you're going to mention it on stage. And I'm like, no, probably not. Unless it comes up naturally. I don't think I'm going to be like, oh, and guys, before we start.
That's so weird. That's so weird. Before we start, a moment of silence. I'm not sure how this battle went down, but yeah. Wait, I wanted to give it to Jake on his birthday.
You won't be able to. There's no way you're going to get it by tomorrow.
But is there somebody there who's coming? Is Irene somebody... too coming to Seattle?
No.
Sometimes it hurts me when things don't work out and I just have to let it go. And it's out of my control.
Well, I mean, you really disowned the fact that you made a mistake.
Listen, I had to hide it because Jake came into my room, so I hid it above the fridge, and then I forgot to get it.
You put it, yeah, you can't do that.
I hid it from myself, and it was so beautifully wrapped, Jake.
It was. They took like 15 minutes to wrap it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was straight up. Okay, hold on.
Prize Picks is the best way to get real money. To get real money sports action. No way is that the right sentence. Prize Picks is the best way to get real money sports action. Horribly written line. Is the best place to get real money on sports action. Insane. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to you all. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the taint. You just pick more or less at least two players for a shot to win up to 200 times your cash. You just pick more or less on at least two players at a shot to win 200 times your cash. Make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action. That doesn't make sense to me. While watching your favorite sports. I want to go get real money action. I want to go get real. Let's go out and get some real money action. Dorks. You can now win up to 200 times your money on Prize Picks. Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your sports season. Join now this holiday season. Prize Picks is giving away two free picks in December. And they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. Picksmas. Almost sounds like a Mexican slurmas. Sorry for saying that. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you pay $5. That is a bargain. That's a steal, to say the least. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. We'll pay you $50 to give us your life savings. You don't even need to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts, like Taco Tuesday. I'm starting to like this. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discount selects players' projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. Download the app today and use the code Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, that's the way you spell Jordan, to get $50 instantly after you pay your first $5 lineup. Repeat two times. Prize Picks, hold on. Prize Picks, run your game. Prize Picks, run your game.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
Okay, anyway, the fish exhibit was really sick and it made me understand why people like it, although the band sucked ass. Do you like Fish?
I never got into it.
What do you listen to?
I like a mix of musics.
You are a boring music taste guy, aren't you?
I don't know. I like...
Yep.
I used to like a lot of punk. A lot of ska
and then
punk
what happened?
And stuff. I still do. I still listen to like Less Than Jake or NoFX and stuff like that. But now I just like music that makes me feel pretty good.
Like what?
Like
LCD Sound System.
No, I mean, maybe. There could be songs out of theirs that... I know, like, lyrics to, like, a bunch of Less Than Jake songs, like, all the songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know the names of the songs. Because
I saw them
to
live.
Like,
it was horrendous. Recently.
What? Why?
It was recently. It just really hurt my feelings. It was like Bowling for Soup, which I used to love as a kid. And it was so, like... disheartening. It was just like I it was triggering. It was everything bad.
They're getting older now. It's not like
they're getting older and their music hasn't changed. Like, it's still him being like, hey guys,
yeah,
welcome. And I'm like, dude, you need to have pivoted in some way.
Yeah, but it is, that's the music that they're known for. It'd be weird if like Less Than Jake started doing like Buble.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like maturing. Look, there's a little elf feet sticking out of their trunk.
Dude, one time I think about this all the time. One time on the back of a truck, I saw like this, it was like a vinyl thing that was an image of a dead deer. Like, so you looked at the truck and it looked like there was a dead deer in the back.
Yeah.
But it was the most graphic, broken necked, bloody thing. It was really, and it looked really realistic. And I was like, what kind of a, it made me think of like my beef with plastic surgery is like the whole like the substance perspective where it's like you're just hiding an old woman under this fake facade, you know what I mean? You just have her hostage. And that's how I felt. Like, you're just pretending that you're a strong hunter when really you have a vinyl sticker. Like, it's a there's like a pathetic,
it could be both, you know.
You think there's really a deer in there?
No. I mean, like, there could be like he also does hunting.
I think that's what he's saying. But if you're a hunter, just drop the tailgate and let us see the, you know, the tied together.
How about the one where they have like Kamala hog tied? Have you seen those ones?
No.
Like, where they have, like, Biden hogtied in the, like, on the vinyl sticker, so it looks like they're hogtied in the back of the truck. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. See, that's sick.
Yeah. My brother-in-law has one. No.
Are they Trump? They're full Trump.
What else about? We want to go talk about? They are right-wing, for sure. Like, that's my family. But it's not. It doesn't bother me.
Is like, there arguments ever?
There have been, for sure. And I stopped. We stopped. I think about pandemic-wise is when we stopped. Because staying there for like 6 months. And I'm like, we can't talk anymore. I'm like, my one sister refused to wear masks indoors. So she get like, please put your mask on. She was like, put it up to here and be like, is this good? And I was like, I'm going to wait outside. I can't go into the dollar store with you guys while you protest.
Oh, yeah. Where they have the mask. It was weird how people would flip-flop back and forth. Like, I remember simultaneously being like, you're a pussy. Like, I'd see a runner wearing a mask, and I'd be like, you are the biggest pussy I've ever seen. And then I would see somebody in the store not wearing a mask, and I'd be like, you fascist pig. Like,
yeah.
It's really... It was very silly. Now I'm like, it just is the right move. Like, I don't wear masks, but when I'm on an airplane, I get sick, like, 50% of the time. Like, if I had a mask, I bet that would fix that.
Dude, I get sick a lot. Like, colds, like 3-day colds.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
How do we stop that?
Immunity shots, things like that. Washing your hands, not picking your nose.
I never wash my hands, and I always pick my nose. I always do that. I wish Alex would say that he's going to retrieve it. Listen, it was a really good gift, Jake. I'm really excited about it. I can't believe I left it. What? What? It was really good, and it was so beautifully wrapped, wasn't it, Caitlin? Okay, sometimes you just have to be okay with things that happen. I fucked up, and next time I need to be conscientious and pull the things I have hidden out and not trust Morning Jordan, because Morning Jordan is very disheveled. She's in a hurry. It's going to be okay. You just have to let go. I just have to let go. And maybe it'll get sent to me, and that'll be a gift to me as well.
What's the, like, what have you left in hotel rooms that you know they took? Have you left other things before?
Just chargers.
Chargers all day.
All day. They have so many of mine.
And then I always, if I forget a charger, I'll go to the hotel and be like, hey, I forgot my charger in the last hotel. Do you guys have extra chargers? And they go, no, we don't. I'm like, yeah, you do.
You pieces of shit.
There's no way you don't have a bucket of a bunch of chargers that you can let me borrow.
It's unbelievable, really. They probably find so much cool shit.
Yeah, and nasty shit, too.
I know. I always wonder how they get, like, when I'm in the hotel and, like, Coyote gets period blood on the bed, or I get period blood on the bed, or, you know, when you wipe your butt with a towel just to get it super clean, but you're going to use a towel in the hotel, maybe a little poopies on it, and you throw that in the bed. You're like, how do they make sure that it's pristine before I get back in here?
They don't.
They don't, right?
No, I think there's corner cutting for sure.
There's got to be, but I always assume there isn't.
You never know. Like, you wonder if, like, every time they do your room, if they even change your sheets or they just kind of, like, tighten them up. You're finding out about your gift.
There's no other manager that would do this on their birthday, is what he said.
Wow.
I thought it was yesterday.
It's his birthday today?
It is funny to ask him on his birthday to get someone else's birthday gift.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I'm such a piece of shit.
I'm not good at birthdays.
Me neither. This was a good one, though. And I suck for leaving it. It was good. I can get you. I can redo it, though. No. I can redo it. But I can't rap it like them. God, they were professional. Anyway, it's okay. I'm really practicing a lot of no free will. We don't have free will. Whatever happens, happens. It's not up to us. Sure, I could have done something differently, but now that I didn't, it's in the past. Now that I didn't do it, there's no going back. There's no alternate reality. Did you know the multiverse is getting traction right now? Did you know about that?
Like Marvel?
Yes. Like in the real physics world, people actually are thinking that there's a multiverse. There's not a multiverse. I hate this. This is so offensive to me.
Which is like parallel universes?
Like there's another Jeff R. Curry who chose to take this exit. That's so retarded. All because of string theory and because entangled protons or photons. Entangled particles. Entangled,
are you just saying words?
I think it's entangled photons. Because they basically said, we're going to take this photon, we're going to send it into a different place. And they're in... scientists, and they're entangled. So if I do something to this photon, something happens to this, which means they think that that means that there's other universes that are connected to each other. But that doesn't make sense to me. Just because you've entangled something, that means that I don't understand why that means the same thing. It's very confusing to me. I tried looking it up. It doesn't mean, like, you wouldn't even look like yourself in another universe. You'd just be kind of similar. It'd be like bizarro world. But I still can't get down with that.
I just don't see how it makes any sense. Because it's like, if your parents had sex 10 minutes after they did, you wouldn't
exactly.
be here.
Exactly. So, why wouldn't that be the game changer? And I guess they're saying there's a universe where that happened and then where this happened. There's no way. I find it really aggravates me that people believe this.
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely, I love Interstellar, but there was, I could say, a collective 25 minutes where I was just like, bop, 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 bop. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's not that that offends me. It's that it offends me that we think that we're so significant that there's many of us. There's not many Earths.
But they're saying there's parallel, infinitely parallel versions of it.
Is it infinite? I
mean, it has to be crazy. Infinite. That'd be weird if there was 15 exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I guess it's infinite, but where are they? Why does it offend me so much?
Doesn't it freak you out that space is infinite and time?
No, because this road to me is infinite. You know what I mean? Like, me on this road, I'm never going to see the end of it. I'm never going to see the end of space.
No, there is no end. It's constantly expanding.
That doesn't bother me because I can't get to it, so I can't even touch it. Or if you said Earth was infinite, that might piss me off.
No, yeah, because it's not.
Well, I would want to get to the end of it, you know.
The end of Earth?
Yeah. It might be cozy sounding,
physically?
Actually. It might be nice if Earth was infinite, because right now I have this, you know, the FOMO of wanting to see every single place. But if you said it was infinite, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm staying in upstate New York. You know?
Okay, so there's more, you'd want it less.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is also my theory on open relationships. You open it up, you don't want to fuck anybody. You close it down, you want to fuck everybody.
Ah, it's what you can't have.
It's what you can't have.
Yeah, I never... Yeah.
Yeah, you're a monogaman. I'm a monogawoman.
And together, with our powers combined,
we are toxic.
Monogamous. We are toxic.
I feel very guilty for doing this to everybody.
What? The gift thing?
Yeah. I fucked everybody over on their birthday.
You don't even know the results yet. You can't, you know, it's out of your control
right now. I know,
but
now he's working on his birthday just because I'm trying to get Jake his fucking birthday gift.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Okay, thanks.
Complaint.
Thank you.
He's not doing it. If he was really pissed, he wouldn't say anything.
Okay, tell us about the time you got cheated on.
Ooh. I did. I told it last night on stage. But she was just starting to get distant. I'll be honest.
Don't say it as a bit. Say it how it really felt.
Okay.
Because one time you gave me a diatribe in the hallway of our building where you explained how cheating was not a mistake. It was a million mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you have to do it with, like, you have to know, like, each move you have. Dude, it was funny. I got a hint from a guy that she was cheating on me. And I remember thinking, like, why would he say that?
How long were you dating?
I think it was about a year in at this point.
Not living together.
The cheating started when we moved in. We moved in, everything got fucked up.
Oh, that's kind of why people
move in before they get engaged.
Move in and get used to it and not bum rush. But you know.
I was 25. I wasn't even a full
right
boy
now
yet.
You're 100 years old. Now you're 48 and you're having your wife move in.
Yeah, she's moving to New York.
She's moving into your apartment.
No, we're moving into a new place together.
Oh, that's your little loophole.
Our new space. Yeah. It's going to be our space.
Have you pooped around her?
Yeah.
Fart?
Yeah.
Poop and fart at the same time?
Yep.
A fart poop?
Wait.
While you're pooping, a big fart came out?
She makes fun of it.
Okay.
A lot, because she knows. I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And she's like, you only announce it when it's poop.
That is funny.
You know? And then I was like, I'm just going to go pee. And she goes, yeah, P-O-O-P. That still makes me laugh.
Okay, you love her a lot. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really cute.
She, recently we were at a hotel. We were in Detroit, and it was a nice hotel, but it was one of those loftier places where, like, the bathroom is a sliding door, you know?
Yeah.
And I took a nasty one.
Yeah.
And I opened the door, I go outside, and then I was, like, sitting on the couch, and she goes, oh, you know what? I think I'm gonna get ready early. And then she walked into the bathroom, which is a separate toilet area, but the toilet was still... Yeah. Open, and she walks in. And I just hear her go, I'm gonna wait. And it was so funny.
Oh,
and that was the first time she smelled my poop. She's like, that's the first time I smelled your poo poo. And I was like, yeah, sorry.
That's
I've never smelled
brutal.
Her stank.
When you watch them go in there too quick, oh my God.
Yeah.
Even sometimes you'll be like, hey, does anybody need to use bathroom? And then they say no, and you're like, I'm safe. And then you go in, and they're like, I have to go grab my shit. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not usually like that. I ate a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just ate eggs too. I can't believe we did that. We started this car
Dude,
ride.
Me and Coyote just fart a lot on airplanes. We both do it. It's a problem we have. She's my daughter.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No.
You might be.
Uh-uh.
Are they sweet, stinky farts?
Yeah.
I'm
They're
a doctor.
Sweet and sticky. How'd you know that? Does that mean I'm lactose intolerant?
That's how I know I am. Because they come out like...
Hissy? They hiss?
It's a lot of little farts. But some of them are like girthy, but then it's...
Is that lactose intolerant?
Is if you eat cheese
like,
and then you're farting like
crazy.
If it was
in a cartoon, it would waft up and like tickle under your nose like Pepe Le Pew's tail and it's like... You know
what
I mean?
That might be eggs. Like it might be a green stink
It's
thing.
Eggs.
It's eggs. That sounds like eggs. My
Is
milk,
that mean I'm lactose? I thought it was milk.
Are like...
Wait.
And they don't stink a lot.
Are eggs... Let me try eating all these eggs and see what
Eggs
happens.
Are not milk.
Are eggs like milk, though?
They're not dairy. No, eggs. That is a common thing. I think dumb
eggs
people.
Eggs aren't dairy?
Eggs are not dairy.
But they're from a dairy farm.
They're from Jordan. This is when Caitlin chimes in. Jordan, stop.
Wait,
I've heard this before.
Eggs aren't dairy? What is dairy?
Are you serious?
Dairy is.
Everybody
cow.
Get out of the car.
No.
Everybody get out.
Yo. We know what a chicken is.
A chicken is a chicken's egg, dairy.
Chickens
no.
aren't dairy.
Oh. Eggs are like. Babies.
Have you ever had chicken milk?
It's like eating a baby.
It's not eating a baby.
It's an egg.
It's the period of... Are eggs
dairy?
You think your periods are bad. Chickens
Wait,
have to lay eggs.
You know what's cute about chickens? If they... My mom goes... I forgot what it's called, but I was like... Do chickens ever sit on their eggs even though they're not going to hatch? Like they're unfertilized? And she was like, yeah they'll sit on
brooding.
It. Yeah, brooding. How do you know that?
My sister has chickens.
It's called brooding, and my mom goes, what I heard to make them stop is you put them on the roof, and then she brought a chicken up to the roof, and then it just immediately flew down to the ground, and she was like, obviously that's what it would do,
yeah.
is fly down, yeah.
So, yeah, because they do get broody, where they think they have eggs that are...
That's how I feel every time I get my period.
Whoa, look how crazy it just got.
Okay,
the
wait.
Darkness.
Are you sure eggs aren't dairy?
Yeah, yeah. No, I would I'd put all the money I have on it.
But so yogurt, milk.
All milk. It's all milk.
It's all milk?
Eggs, like people
what
think
about
mayonnaise.
Goat cheese?
Like mayonnaise isn't dairy.
Is goat cheese dairy?
Mayonnaise is eggs.
Is goat cheese dairy?
Goat cheese is dairy, yeah. Well, no. Is it dairy? I think it's considered dairy because it's cheese. It's from milk. I can't have goat milk either. But it is like
So why do you think I have egg? Why do you think I have dairy farts with my egg farts?
Well, because I don't know. I'm just basing it
no,
off.
No, no dairy is getting in besides eggs.
That's not dairy.
Do you? Could I be allergic to eggs? My niece is.
You could be, but I feel like you would have other side effects besides stinky little sneak farts.
A lot of flu vaccines have egg pieces in them, I guess. Or like
flu vaccines have egg in them?
Yeah. That's how they culture.
Yo.
So if you're allergic all to right. eggs, you would have found out before now.
Yeah, this is crazy. The windshield wipers are automatic. The speed. I've never turned them on once.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a sensor in it?
I think so.
How's is Coyote shaking? Is she shaking?
All right, let's take a little break. I'm going to take the wheel.
Are you scared?
I want to focus on this right now. This is kind of crazy. Can we just take
You can just say I'm a little scared.
I have...
Just say I'm scared, and then we'll pause.
No, you know what?
It's literally blinding. You can't see the window. And I'm like, just explain that you're scared.
All right, we're
people.
Good, actually. It's gone away.
Okay, now tell the story of your cheating. You were together a year. She moved in too rapidly. You didn't learn from your mistake, and?
I will say this, that I am happy for her, and we are in good terms.
She's not going to watch
this. We don't talk.
This.
But she's a very sweet girl. I was definitely getting distant with her. Like, I had lost attraction. We had, you know, she a couple times, like, can we please go out to dinner and, like, tried talking to me? Like, if you had to bring somebody to a desert island. Like, it was very, like, she was trying to rekindle it, and I was just, like, kind of like I was over it. I just didn't want to be in it. So I was really kind of looking forward.
Oh.
Like, I was almost hoping she would in my head, I think.
Didn't she live with you?
We did. We lived together. Her and her two roommates in this big old apartment in Chicago.
When did the love fail?
I don't know.
But it was during the time living together?
Yeah. Things just kind of dwindled. And we went to go see my... This is 8 years ago. We went to go to Michigan to visit my family for the first time. She met my whole family on a weekend, 4th of July weekend. And we spent time with my family. We had a great time. I get back to... My sister announced she was pregnant with her first kid of our family, my 8-year-old niece, that she was pregnant with her. And I had video of us being surprised. Like, my sister took video of us going like, what? I'm going to be an uncle? Like, first time ever. We were all excited. She sent me the video, and then I was editing that video on her laptop when we got back. And that's when I got, like, I used her laptop, pulled it open, and all the text messages came in from that weekend. And it was him. And I was like, I got to read this. This doesn't sound like her friend. And it was like, I miss you so much. At one point, there was one that pissed me off. It said, I wish I was here with you instead. And I was like, with my family? Like...
Oh, weird.
That would have been awkward.
That's so weird.
My mom would not have been happy about that. But
so she was texting him currently, and you were looking at the text on the phone?
From
the computer?
Prior. No, like, I was reading that whole, like, weekend's worth of text of her texting him when I was there, sending him pictures of her and the outfit she wore that night. Like, I was like, ew.
Oh, my God. Who was the guy?
The guy that was, like, she worked with, like, musically.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And,
did they have sex?
No. So they were just, like, making out / I think cooking up and then going out and like hanging out. And she left that morning and I was editing. She goes, she's meeting her friend for lunch. She's meeting him in the morning for breakfast. And like, I can't wait to kiss you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I found all this out and then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get her ass, you know?
Yeah.
And I packed all my shit up. I remember packing all the stuff in the room up, but like leaving the drawers open specifically.
Yeah.
And leaving, like, hangers on the bed to make it look, like,
dramatic.
Hasty. Yeah. Did you fart?
No.
Okay.
But something Coyote might have, because I've been giving her a lot of cheese.
That's good.
She might be like, she's
yeah.
a cheamy.
Then I packed all my stuff up into 3 suitcases. I didn't have a lot of stuff at all.
Is it dog fart? I'm so sorry.
You did it.
I will stop with the cheese. It's a high-value treat so that she enjoys the car, and I apologize. I don't smell it, which is a huge gift. So, oh, there it is. There it is. So, Oh my goodness, yeah, Coyote, you absolutely rip.
This doesn't even hurt to talk about. It's not even that big of a deal.
Well, what you said where you sat on the couch with your legs crossed waiting for her to come home.
Oh yeah.
That reminds me when I was little, when I was in a fight with my parents, I would make my hands like this and fall asleep. So if they walked in to check on me, my hands were like this.
Whoa.
But I always obviously, when you fall asleep, your hand relaxes, so they would just see me sleeping like a little baby.
That you wanted to be badass, but also with the option
tired.
Of...
I was tired.
Oh, well, I fell asleep. It wasn't really me.
No, I wanted them to know it was me. I wanted them to be like, oh, she's so mad that she's...
Wow, that's cute.
Yeah. It's nice that my parents checked in on me before I went to sleep. I kind of forgot about that. That's nice.
I used to curse under the tables. Go under the tables and be like, shit, motherfucker, shit.
That's
fuck,
awesome.
Fuck.
That was your safe space.
Yeah.
The closet. Oh, we got a gay joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally.
Okay, so then when...
I put suitcases by the door.
Yeah.
So that she'd see the suitcases and then see me and be like, oh my God, I know what's happening. I fucked up. But that didn't work out that way. She came in, didn't see the suitcases, and just saw me and was like, hey, you. You know, like all happy to see me. And then I just say...
She's a sociopath.
How dare you is all I said I could think to say.
How dare you? The reason why I'm not reacting to this as much as you guys want is because we talked about this on stage last night.
Yeah, it was very fun.
But I want the audience to know that I think how dare you is the most bitch made thing a man could ever say.
And then
she's
like, what? I'm like, I know you've been seeing somebody else. And she's like, how do you know? And I'm like, do I even need to explain? Like, I was being such a bitch.
That's fine. Do I need to explain?
I moved my shit into my car. I can tell this part again. I carried the suitcases out. She was chasing me. I heard her chasing me and wanted her to chase me. I was like, yeah, come try and get me back.
Beg.
And then as I'm getting to the car, after I walked all the way down from her apartment, she's behind me by 15 feet. She says my name one more time. I turn. I go, what? And she's carrying the third suitcase. Like, she was just helping me move out. And that was the moment. I was like, oh, this is bad. And I called my friend Nate. I think you met Nate Burrows.
He
cleared out his carpentry workshop in the back of his apartment and let me sleep in there on the cot.
That's nice.
For like 3 months. Yeah.
3 months? Jesus, Jeff.
I was on the road too. I was doing like colleges.
You
were so
poor.
Like, I was poor. And then he organized a bowling
thing.
You go with
your family or something?
Tim was there. Tim McLaughlin was there. We all went bowling. I got a gutter ball and somebody yelled out, well, that's the worst thing that's happened to you today. It was a good time.
Wait, what was the bowling thing?
We just went, Nate Burrows was like, hey, Jeff got cheated on. And then got like 8 people together. We all went bowling.
That's nice.
He's
were you furious
guy.
Or were you doing okay?
I was doing better. And then I called my sister and she made me feel better. She goes, I don't know. You've kind of been complaining about her. She goes, did you feel relief initially or did you feel pain? And I was like, relief. And she goes, yeah, you want it out.
Yeah. So.
And I admitted that to her years later.
Isn't she married to that guy now?
Yeah.
Wow. Why didn't she just end it? Did you ever ask her? Why did you cheat? Why didn't you just end it?
I think she was somebody, you know what it was? I saw her starting to work out. That's when I was like, okay, something's up. Saw her doing like tricep pulls and I'm like, okay. But I think she was just a pragmatic woman that was like, let me get my ducks in a row.
Oh God.
You know?
That's very
funny. I think
up.
A lot of people do that.
Really?
A lot of women I think do that. They like kind of like line something up. You know, don't quit the job you have until you get the new one.
I mean, the only reason to do that is my mom left my dad and she was like, every time she tried to leave, he would become violent. So she showed up with...
This is a different example.
Yeah, different. This is the only example where I think that that's okay. She showed up with... I forget who it was. One of her workers... A guy she worked with. Maybe it was Roy. I forget who it was, but it was a big dude. And they showed up in the night and they... Or something. Or while Dad was at work or something. And they filled... And they took all her shit and left. Because the problem was every time... She would leave. She had us, which were two little rat children, right? And Dad would just be like, you're not taking my kids, and scoop one of us. And she'd be like, well, now I have this other one. I have to get that one. So she had to wait till she could get both kids and her shit.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Be fucked up. She's like, all right, just give me a good one.
Yeah, give me a good one. Which would have been my sister.
I know. We know.
Yeah. But that was... That I understand. Like, he's going to be violent. But other than that, you're just being the most selfish piece of shit ever. You should be homeless. If you cheat on somebody and you want to leave them, be okay with being homeless for a second. You know? And just, that's like a thing to deal with.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's shitty to do that, to cheat on somebody and then to keep it going, because obviously you don't want to be in a thing. I couldn't fathom like cheating on Katie. That makes me nauseous.
Well, if you cheat on them, that my theory is just never let them find out. If you want to stay with them, like, do your best to protect them, you know, while also treating the thing, or immediately come clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, those are the only real two options, I guess.
What my friends do, or what people I know have cheated, they'll cheat, they'll keep it going, and then eventually they'll do this bitch-made confession where they're like, I've been cheating on you, which I think is so fucked up. You either, like, if I fuck somebody and I come home and I go, dude, I fucked up. I fucked this guy.
Immediately.
Like, I've had that happen to my friends before. But with me, it was like, my boyfriend cheated, and then he didn't tell me, and then it finally took me being like, dude, just did you cheat on me? And he was like, yes. And that was so awful, because I was like, oh my God, you've like, how long would you have kept it going? Now I feel like it's, you know. Or I think what you do is you swallow it, and you're like, no. And you know.
And you start to believe the lie.
I kind of used to think that, actually, but now I think that would give you cancer. I think you have to be honest.
Yeah. Also, the origin of the reason why you're cheating is like that. You got to figure that out, because I don't think there's like a happy relationship where that happens. Katie's the first person I've ever dated that I don't have. I haven't talked to other people about her.
What do you mean?
Like, every relationship I've ever been in, I've had several conversations with either my friends or my sisters about, like, is this normal that she said this? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, verifying that I'm, like, because I'm, you know, anxious and all that stuff, anxious attachment. That I'm like, she was kind of short today. I don't know. Is this it? Is it over? And I still get that way with Katie sometimes, where I'm like, if like she's like, okay, bye, as opposed to like, okay, love you, bye. I'm like, okay, what's going on with you today?
Do you still get like that?
Yeah.
Really?
But she knows that, and she's the same way. So I will call her back 30 seconds later. I'll be like, hey, I felt weird. Can we talk about it? And she's like, oh, I promise you it's not. I was just like in the middle of this.
I'm anxiously attached, as are you. And what would happen to me if I was dating somebody who was able to quell my needs is I would then be attracted to the people
who couldn't. Yeah.
Like, how do you stop that? Like, if I dated somebody and I called them and I was like, hey, I'm really anxious right now. And they're like, let me talk you down. This is how I felt, blah, blah, blah. I would be like, okay, great. And then I would meet somebody who is dismissive to my needs, and I'd be like, I'm literally soaking wet right now. Penetrate me immediately. Fuck this nerd.
I guess so. I mean, that's probably just some internal shit, because like, I've always typically been attracted to like girls that are kind of mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are jabby and like make fun. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but how'd you get past that? Is it because she's kind of celebrity status? That probably helps.
No, that didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, but it might help that she's objectively attractive to the America. So it can, you know what I mean? It like makes up for the hard to get thing. You know what I mean?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know.
But like, if she was just a normie who was anxiously attached, it might be different.
It wouldn't for me.
Really?
Her previous status and all that means absolutely nothing to me. And I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, right? Like, to not care. Because I don't think she sees me as, like, a comedian from TikTok or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
She just sees me as Jeff, as a person. She's so cute, dude. We were in the car the other day, and she was talking about how I just had, like, weird attachments, like, in the past. Like, girlfriends who were kind of mean. And then she started crying. And she's like, I can't believe you were mistreated for so long. And she started
Jesus
just... Christ.
And that doesn't make you icked out?
No, I love it. It's the best.
But how did you overcome the need to be with avoidant women?
Because you're so old. The women I were dating were the women that, like, when I do a set at the Fat Black, and I'd be sitting at the bar, and then it'd be a 20-year-old girl walking up and going, hi, you're funny, I've seen you. And I'm like, okay, here we go. This is the next 3 months of my life, you know?
Yeah.
If they were just a very pretty person, that was, like, the first thing. And then it was slow. Dude, I dated...
I know.
Some very beautiful, but very troubled... I dated a girl that within a month of dating, she got a DUI. And I was like, everyone makes mistakes.
That girl, I was so mad that you were dating her. I was like, if you have children with her, they're going to come out uggos, because she's gotten so much work done.
She did get a lot of work done, which I think that's like a very, it's an interesting take, because I've heard other guys talk about it. I've talked about it before, where there are like, even the comics like we know in the scene that have got a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And you wonder like, if they do have kids and the kid comes out with like all the previous features, Is that something you need to clear with the person? Like, hey, by the way, this is 2.0, you know?
It's a, yeah. I mean, I don't think we know people who've gotten as much work done as that particular woman you were dating. I don't think many comics do that.
I saw work before she got work done, and she was still very pretty.
Okay.
That's but good. It was a lot of like, oh, you're going to have to keep it up.
Yeah.
You got to keep that up. She had big, thick boobies.
But she was also crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Like made up crimes.
So maybe you really think there was a part of you that just outgrew it? Like you did it enough and you were like, I'm sick of this. Now I'm ready for like a human.
I was definitely sick. I think women in New York City, 27 to 30 years old, are like on the precipice of figuring it out for themselves, but they're probably just, they're very beautiful, goal-oriented, selfish people, as anybody would be if they're in your late 20s in New York City.
We're getting all right here.
No, I'm saying anybody and who would be in there. If you're in New York City.
Women these days.
No.
Think they don't need a man, but they do, and then they're mentally ill if they don't want to
procreate. I'm saying anybody of any gender.
Yeah, totally.
In their late
20s. New York City is the most... I mean, Sex and the City nailed this in the 90s. It's the most... It's the hardest place to date because everybody has their own career.
Yeah.
And people are pursuing their career over traditional life. So every time you meet somebody, they go, here's my prerequisites for a mate. You have to do this. You have to be this tall. You have to come over at this time. You have to leave at this point in the morning because I need to go to my Peloton class, you know? And then everywhere else, it's like, I don't know. We could just see how things go.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Which is so funny how I've gone back and forth with that. I've been the guy that's like, I'm not looking for a thing. And then I'd like date a girl. I'm like, oh, this is it. I want to date her. Like, I want to date you. And then that's when they would pull back.
Of course.
I always dated people like that. Like, matched my energy, the opposite of matching your energy, you know?
The push-pull is one of those things that I grapple with because I believe it's kind of infinite. Like, I've watched my friends move in this dance and myself where you just, like, reach out and then they pull away a little bit. And it's interesting with you guys because you just are both pulling and you're both very happy. But that's like one in so many people that happens where both people are like, let's fucking do this. So I'm very curious to see how it goes, like to see if it doesn't work at all, because then you know what I mean? Or if it's like if it actually is legal for you to just keep loving each other.
Yeah.
It seems illegal.
Okay.
Have you? Shut up.
Yeah, I'm in one right now where I'm finally like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like, where I don't have anxious like, oh, my God, I have to call her. Otherwise, she's going to freak out. And there's no like,
what is she doing?
Oh, she's ignoring me right now. She's not ignoring me. It's just such good communication. We've fought for sure. We haven't been in it long. In the 6 months, a few times, I'd say maybe two or three times where we had like, we'll just talk later. OK. And that was like our fight was like, can we just talk later? And she got mad at me because I said, all right, Jesus. And then I hung up and she goes, don't ever end a phone call with Jesus and then hanging up. But then she like, that's cool.
That's my dream. Volkswagen, new bus, 80s probably. Well,
we've had arguments, but then we've also like talked them to death right afterwards.
So the trick is talking it to death?
Yeah, communication. And just talking about like what made you feel. There was one time where she said something and it hurt my feelings. She was making fun of...
your face?
Okay.
Your body?
No.
Oh, your act.
I'll answer it. Okay. I'll tell you. My penis. And
okay.
No, she was... I have a bunch of like memorabilia apartment from like touring.
Oh,
like,
people made the worst.
They make me shirts. They make me paintings. And I have all of it. I collect all of it. And it's very all of me, you know?
Yeah. Your dumb face.
Yeah, and I kept it because I'm like, my mom would want this. And I ended up just bringing a lot to my mom's house. Like, there was, like, one of those thermos coolers things, and it was just a wrapped photo of me like this. And I was like, it feels weird throwing it away. It's a perfectly good cup, you know?
I give all my shit to my mom, too.
Yeah, and I give it to her. It's I gave my brilliant. This Brazilian woman at a show in Arizona. She was holding up a Brazilian flag during the show. I go, what is that? And it was, like, a bag with a photo she made of me. And it is one of the scariest, not just of me, photos, of, like, paintings I've ever seen in my entire
it's
life.
A painting?
It was black and white painting, and it was, like that, but it was, like, so haunted. Scary. And then it looked like it was something you would summon, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember pulling it out on stage. She goes, I made your painting. And I pulled it out, And I remember showing it and then going, who? And like putting it right back live on stage. I felt so bad, but I was like, if I hold this out any longer, I'm going to start laughing. It's so scary.
Yeah.
I brought it to my parents. And my mom was like, this is nice. And I was like, isn't such a good photo? And then I just kept moving it to different parts of the house when I was there visiting them recently.
Oh my God, that's good. That's really good.
But then, yeah, we got into an argument because there was these cups I have that they were made. They're like the jar cups.
Yeah.
And somebody made it was a picture of me and it says Jeff Arcuri in St. Louis 2024. And they made two of them. And I'm like, this is so sweet. And I was using the cup for water. And she's like, see, like those cups, we're going to get normal cups. We're not going to have these. And I was like, I want these. And she goes, it's fucking weird, dude. And I got so defensive.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you have a painting. I told you I didn't like this stupid fucking painting or whatever. I got like that. And she stopped and she goes, hey, I felt like you said that just to get to be mean. And I was like, I did. And I shouldn't have done that. And like we talked about it. And
wow.
And it was over. She'll like call it out and we'll talk about it.
But people can talk about things, but the difference is there's an existential feeling that comes up when people are in a stable relationship, thus is myself and everybody I've dated, where in the middle of the night you wake up and you go, oh my God, am I in a stable thing? I can't keep this up forever. I have to sabotage it so I can be an independent unit. Ooh. And wreak havoc on the world.
And then do you have those thoughts of like, I need to be like just focused on the career? And like, I need to like,
I just need to be alone. I need to be alone. I need to see what else is out there. Like, what if there's somebody who understands me better? What if there's bigger adventures on the horizon? What if this person is too normie and I don't want to be normie? What if I end up being a regular married person and I just live in a place and we just have separate beds eventually and we just watch TV and we watch Netflix and we have a diet?
Yeah. I also have what, 5 years on you?
Yeah, you're super old. But yeah, you have 5 years on me. Also, I think it's a good way to look at it is like if somebody took one of my closest friends in the world, if they were like, okay.
I'm not super old.
Yeah, you're really old. If somebody said.
I'm a man.
You're like 30, how old?
I'm like the equivalent of a 23-year-old woman, okay?
That's true, and that hurts. Caroline Rose, I love her. She's a friend.
Really?
She's amazing. She rules. She's the only woman I would ever date.
Ah, oh, so there is.
There's hope.
Date. There's hope. Not even like hook up with like. Let's see what happens. Like you would.
I mean, my friend told her that I said that, and she was like, "Oh hell yeah, let's do it." And I was like, ah, "Or fuck or
is
something."
Is she bi or something? Or?
She's gay.
Oh,
you don't have to be bi to fuck me. I'm not a man, despite what the media tells you.
No, I did not mean that.
I'm
at
a
all.
Woman, and she's a woman. That's you lesbian. Took that would mean that she's bi, you idiot.
No, I know, but you know, that's not what bi
is. This
is right?
A great
somebody
song.
Who wants a little bit of both at the same time. that would be a better definition of bisexual. Is somebody who's like that's a vagina, but like on a man's body. You know,
that's kind
of
what I am. That's no, but I want a woman with a man's body. No, I don't. I just want
no, you
a
don't.
Stupid man.
No, you. We said Slater this before. Kitty. You want. You date manly men to offset your masculinity, and I date girly girls to offset my femininity.
Yeah, I just like them blue collar. They gotta be blue collar.
And I like a princess.
Yeah, you got literally a princess.
I did.
Bachelorette princess.
And she is a princess.
Does she have a small dog yet?
No, we're getting one.
Okay.
She had a cat, and it died when I visited her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bad
16
omen.
Year old.
Oh,
no.
Never mind.
Actually,
good omen.
Things.
I bet you need to die.
16-year-old cat.
Crazy.
And I was visiting for a week, and her cat like spiraled. The day I got there, started spiraling, like just like, you know, defecating on itself, stuff like that. So we woke up in the middle of the morning the next day, like at 5 a.m., and she was crying, holding him, and he was just like peeing on himself.
Aww.
So we went to the vet at like 5 a.m. We were there for like 3 hours, and then I talked to the guy, and she's like, if anybody recognizes you here, I'm going to lose my shit. She's like, just not today, you know? And I'm like, I get it. I go, I can't help that, though, you know?
Why? And you get recognized everywhere?
It happens sometimes.
But why would the
best bother?
Especially,
like, in L.A.,
her?
I think.
Yeah.
Well, because she was just not prepared to be, like, she's very supportive, and she'd be like, check him out on tour if you get tickets, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she, we're talking to the vet, and he was in bad shape, the cat. And the cancer had come back, and he had, I go to him, I go, listen, we're going to drop the cat off. I go, I know you guys have tests. I go, you need to be upfront with her, and you need to be direct about timeline and stuff, because she's going to have a hard time asking.
Yeah.
And she's going to, she's, if you could say like, yeah, no, we could do this treatment, she'll just do it even if it extends like a day, you know, but you got to just be blunt with her. And so then when we came back, he was just very blunt. And I was like, I appreciate that. I got all like the put down stuff. Like I talked to the guy about getting all the stuff to put the cat down. And then at the end of it, he goes, and by the way, man, I love your stuff.
Oh, my God.
I was like, no, we were so close. And then we got ordered. We like spent the day with the cat. And like that next like 24 hours, we just hung out all day inside.
Did you give it treaty weedies?
Bunch of treats, like wow. anything that he wanted. And then I canceled like a week's worth of seller spots. She's like, you stay here? I go, yeah, of course. And I got shit for that when I came back. Val was like, yeah, everyone was talking about how you're like, for a cat, you know? For a cat. I go, no, this is my future wife. I'm not gonna like look back and be like, man, that week of seller spots was great. You know?
Yeah.
I wanna look back and be like, yeah, yeah, I stayed there when my wife like lost her cat of 17 years that she brought on the show. People knew the cat from the show. She had the cat on the show. My sister was like, Tommy? Like, she
Wow.
It was like a celebrity cat.
Years she had the cat?
Yeah. She brought him home randomly when she was like working at a bank. And her mom was like, you're not keeping that fucking cat. Then she went out, came back, and the mom was petting the cat. And then she just had the same cat. He was so cool. Really
That's
sweet.
That's very sad.
Yeah. And she was messed up about it for a few days. And it was just my job.
My fear is waking up and not having Coyote there and having to re-remember, which is redundant, having to remember that she died. Like, waking up and be like, where is she in the bed? Oh, that's my fear. Because every morning I wake up and I reach around for her, and then I find her, and I squeeze her, and she wakes up. And I'm so scared about the day that I reach around, and I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah, you are investing in the biggest
heartbreak. I never would have gotten her if I had known.
How much
I
you
never,
love her?
Ever would have gotten her. If I had known she wasn't going to be a dog, that she was going to be... My sister was like, you fucked up so hard. She goes, until you have a kid, your pet just is your kid. You have no idea what it's like. Like, this, it's the same love. Because my sister had a dog who she was obsessed with and then had a baby. And she was like, as soon as you have a baby, you're like, oh, that's what this feeling is.
Yeah.
And now her dog is her dog. But she's like, it's the same. Like, your dog dying would be the same as my kid dying. And I'm like, that sucks.
Do you confess, like, secrets to your dog? Like, do you talk to your to
She knows
family?
Everything. She yeah. has, I don't have to confess. She just understands.
They just, like, look at you, and their eyes dart around, like, okay, okay.
Coyote has whole secret worlds. The other day I was having a, private conversation with my deceased father. And don't get me started.
Okay.
And I was half asleep, and I was talking to him. And I closed my eyes, and I was like, I really have to tell my dad something, and he's dead. And it was really overwhelming me that I couldn't tell him because it was like a big thing that's happened to me. It was a happy thing. And I was like, okay, I'll just go. And then I closed my eyes, and all of a sudden I was like, where am I? And I was like, oh my God, I remember this path. This was on our farm. And then I heard my voice go, and I'm like half in and out of sleep. I heard my voice go, Dad. And I yelled his name. And I was like, why am I yelling? Oh, and then I was like, oh my God, that's how we used to call each other on the farm, like to find out where we were because it was so big. And he was like, what? And then I went and ran to him, and I was surprisingly small. Like, I thought I was going to be his height, but I was like short. And Whoa. I was like, Dad, I have to tell you something.
That's the angle you remember.
Yeah. And I was like, Dad, I have to tell you something. And he was like, what's up? But I could see his clothes so well, like all of his sweater and his leather jacket. And I could like see it so well that I started getting overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God. Forget what I have to tell you. I miss you so much. And I started being like, dude, I love you. I had no idea how much I was going to miss you. I've ended up so much like you. And I like start telling him all this stuff.
Aww.
And then I'm like, I opening my eyes to, because I'm getting so overwhelmed. And I close my eyes again. And I was like, Dad, is there any like evidence you can show me that we're like together at all in this other world?
Whoa. How aware you are.
And it was really weird. And then I was like, is there anything you can show me? Like, I was like, and I remember even being like people, I know people send birds. Like, my friends have said they see birds for death. I don't know. And I was like, I know that's stupid. And then at that moment, Coyote's asleep on me, and she snored, and her nose whistled so loud. Like, it was like, meow. And I was like, quiet, Coyote. I'm talking to my father. And then I was like, oh, Coyote, my dad got me this dog. And then I started crying, and I was laughing because my dad was obsessed with dogs, and he always communicated through dogs. Like, he'd be like, come pet me, Jordan, and talk for the dog. And I'd be like, you're gay for talking for the dog. Just say you want me to pet the dog. And then, my dad sent me Coyote, and that's why she's so perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what Katie said was that Tommy, her cat, passed because she met me and was like, he was like, all right, he's going to take over from here.
Yeah, and obviously I think all of this is bullshit, but there's some beautiful truth to us believing all of it. You know what I mean?
I think there's something in believing in both those things.
But I also think this coat that I have on it smells really strongly like my dad, and I had the coat on while I was doing this. So I do think you can like really resurrect deep memories.
Smell is one of the most nostalgic senses.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like right there. Like I forgot about this like cable knit sweater he had, and then I was in the thing and I could see it, and I was like, oh my God, this like, I know this sweater.
Oh yeah. If I smell my grandma's cologne, I immediately get hard.
Yeah. Oh, he's back. He's back. How long have we been going, by the way?
Almost an hour.
Okay, great. Like
40 minutes. Hour 12, really?
Perfect. I feel like we have these kids hostage.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can wrap up.
This was great.
It was?
Yeah.
Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
There's no other hard questions about death?
You ever have sex with a man?
No. I did kiss a guy in the mouth once.
But like as a friend?
You're not going to believe who. The guy she cheated on me with. We played Spin the Bottle.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I kissed him on the fucking mouth. Like it was like, mwah, and everyone's like, oh. And
then, was it like, nice?
No, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I remember the bristles. Every time I smell
a
certain
cologne.
Oh, no.
So when she cheated on you, you just knew that she was kissing those bristles and you could even compare them to the real thing.
Ew. Yeah, it's weird to think me and my girlfriend both kissed the same guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely like a peck thing.
But was he all like masculine in it where he was like, just do it, Jeff. It's fine. Was he
no,
like-
I remember being like, they're all like musical theater people. So I'm like, I don't want to be like homophobic by being like, I don't fucking do that shit. So
oh,
it landed
no
on him, and I was like, that's a bummer, but I got to commit, you know?
No wonder you're not threatened by him. He's a stage homo.
Yeah.
Dude,
I forgot to say this, too. When there was a moment when I knew something was up because one of the musical theater guys,
she came home with glitter on her face? Sorry.
No. Okay. He comes up to me. We're all, like, drinking at a bar, and he's like, he goes, I respect you guys, man. I go, what? He goes, I like how, like, you know, you probably go out and do your thing. I mean, she goes out and does her own thing.
Oh.
And then you probably go out and do your... I go, what do you mean? He goes, nah, I don't know nothing. Oh. And I remember months later going, I think he was, like, giving me a heads up.
No, he was saying you probably cheat too.
Maybe. But I honestly think I remember him being such a nice guy that I think it was his way of reaching out to me and be like, take a closer look, buddy.
Whoa.
She's out till 4 a.m. not rehearsing. I think a lot of what their relationship was emotional cheating. I think it was a lot of emotional cheating.
Yeah, of course. He's a stage fag.
Damn.
Of course it's emotional. It's him being like, and I really feel like you're the Juliet to my story.
Isn't that funny that there are like, acting itself is pretty gay.
Dude, Phil, what's the comic's name who did A Million Late Nights, Jake, who we like?
Pete Lee.
Nick Griffin has a great, I always forget his name. It's absolutely insane how much I forget it and how much I respect it.
Because there's Eric Griffin.
It's very weird. But he has a great bit about how actors, he's like, you see fucking James Dean and you're like, he's smoking a cigarette. He's so cool. It's like, he's acting. I really smoke cigarettes, you know? And it's like, he's doing this whole bit. I'm like, I think at one point he goes, he's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
He's pretending to be a cool guy.
Behind every cool actor is a...
La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Like Hugh Jackman is like a Broadway musical guy, and he's like Wolverine also.
Yeah, totally.
He's the ultimate showman.
That's why I respect Tom Brady Tom, what's his name? Hardy.
I love Tom Hardy. That's like my favorite actor in terms of like anything he's in, I will watch. You see Bike Riders? Ooh la la.
Oh yeah, I just saw that.
Ugh.
That's so good. I just saw that. I also just saw Raging Bull. I just finished it last night. It is so depressing.
It is. Not as depressing as Golden Claw. It's like
and
that much,
the
though.
The fall of his life, of his boxing champion life, is becoming a stand-up comedian.
I don't remember.
At the end, he does stand-up comedy as a fat drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, and that's how this man went down. Yeah.
Our career is the downfall of most other careers.
Yeah. Yeah. Brutal.
And that's the bomb.
Yeah, we're doing great, though. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.